Alright, start tayo in 3, 2, 1. Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Eh, ito na naman si Kevin live dito sa tahimik na spot sa opisina namin para sa isa namang pagtatanghal ng elitistang Uibo Podcast. Kamusta naman tayo guys? I hope di nyo ako masyado na miss kasi yun, hindi tayo nakapag-upload for the past few weeks. I mean, a week or two. But who's counting? As long as nakakapag-upload tayo, di ba? And I hope na ano, kasama pa rin natin kayo sa... Kasama pa rin namin kayo on these crazy ramblings of mine for the next, I don't know, an hour. I hope di naman umabot ang an hour kasi kailangan kong mag-break, kailangan kong mag-lunch. So, and also company time kung ginagamit ko. So, let's just hope na walang biglang paggawa kasi yun, masisira yung train of thought natin. So, yun. I hope everyone is doing good kung ano yung ginagawa natin sa buhay, nagtatrabaho, nagre-relax, or kung ano yung ginagawa nyo habang nakikinig ng episode na to. So, before we get into the meats and potatoes ng episode na to, let's do some hype or high-up. So, simulan na muna natin sa ano. Somewhat a sad news in regards to people behind or people that created the things that we love in regards to the fandom stuff. So, it was announced a few days ago that Leiji Matsumoto, the mangaka or the creator behind space opera classics like Space Battleship Yamato, Galaxy Express 39, and many, many more has passed away by the age of 80 plus. I think that's 85 or something. So, yun. As per yun, my description of him, siya lang naman yung tao sa likod ng mga paborito nating space operas kasi parang yun yung naging genre niya or yun yung naging niche niya is doing this sci-fi space opera stories na yun na nagustuhan naman ng mga ano, and yun, the most prominent title that he created is Space Battleship Yamato. So, and yun, of course, Galaxy Express 39, which has a really catchy theme song. So let's have a separate discussion on Leiji Matsumoto, his legacy as a mangaka, as a creator of many, many beloved sci-fi stuff on a separate episode. But for now, Leiji Matsumoto-san, thank you for the wonderful stories that you left us. And yeah, hope we'll see some more stories na inspired by you, hindi man most likely sa mecha genre kasi yan, Leiji Matsumoto has been a really good influence on what things I like about the mecha and the sci-fi genre in general. So yeah, let's talk more about Leiji Matsumoto on a separate episode. Maybe it's gonna be one of the episodes for Mex Madness kasi Mex and sci-fi is correlated. So yeah, let's talk Leiji Matsumoto in depth on our next or on one of our next episodes. So that's one. Another hype na balita is yeah, Don Brothers has aired its final episode. Di ko pa siya napapanood. Actually, di ko pa napapanood yung huling 5 episodes ng Don Brothers, but I'm excited to see how the story ends. Inoue-san is at it again with his weird storytelling, pero it's really compelling, and I really love how Don Brothers is different from your typical Sentai storytelling. So, yun, I'm excited to see the last 5 episodes. And yeah, I'm excited to see the next Sentai King Oger kasi yun, it's also something na different din from the previous Sentais. And that was it. Oh, actually, State of Play has happened the previous week. So marami tayong magagandang games to look forward into on the PlayStation side of things or on the Sony side of things. First of all is, yun, nagpakita sila ng bagong trailer for Resident Evil 4 Remake. And yun, parang trailer pa lang, it's already been hyped kasi there are things that is already different from the previous or from the OG Resident Evil 4. So some people is already telling na RE4 Remake is gonna be the best thing ever. Not really the best thing ever, but the best game for this generation. Kasi, like, Resident Evil 4, na pinagkuhanan nga nila, Resident Evil 4 has been considered the best PlayStation 2 game ever. Kasi, yun, sa sobrang ganda ng game na to, it has been ported into several ports. So, from DS to PS3, my PS4 version. So, yeah, I'm excited to see this new iteration or this remake of Resident Evil 4. So, story-wise, yun, wala naman sila masyadong binago, but there is just some changes, especially with Luis Serra. If you know Luis from your Resident Evil 4, siya lang naman yung partner ni Leon. And yun, tinulungan siya into some parts of the game. So, ma-expand pa yung ano niya, ma-expand pa yung assistance niya onto the game. And of course, there are new mechanics, like of course, pinakita pa rin doon yung parrying system in which pwede mo nang gamitin yung knife to parry, and of course, which is going to be an awesome game mechanic to say the least. And who could have forgotten? Who could have forgotten yung epic knife fight between Crosser and Leon on Chapter 5-1 or 5-2 ng Resident Evil 4 original? So, yun, instead of it going to be a cutscene full of QTEs or quick time events, incorporated na yung buong match na yun or incorporated na yung buong scene na yun onto gameplay. So, since yun nga, meron na tayong parrying system. So, napalitan na yung QTEs in which if there's one thing na may irereklamo tayo sa Resident Evil 4, that's the QTEs. So, yun. Nawala na yung QTEs on the remake and it's gonna make the action more dynamic and yun, it's gonna be more fun to play. Another thing na in-update nila for, another game na nagbigay ng update is Tekken 8. So kakatapos lang nung Tekken World Tournament. So and that's for Tekken 7. So yun, there are some things na ano na pinakita nila for what's different with Tekken 8. So they have like a 30-minute presentation with Harada and one of the programmers in regards to what changed with Tekken 8. So yun nga, Tekken 8 is gonna focus more on aggression. So yun, we could say ruthless aggression. If you know wrestling, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, the new mechanics na pinakita nila within Tekken 8, in which yun, it's already been incorporated or yun yung pinoprogram nila, is what they call the heat system. So basically, heat system is para yung drive or drives sa Street Fighter 6, in which there will be a mode or there will be somewhat of a buff na pwede mong gamitin once or twice a match, or yeah, once or twice a match, in which you will gain, you know, extra speed, extra damage that will make you push further into damaging the enemy and whatnot. So, and also they have what they call the cheap damage. So, meron si, ano, actually, incorporated na siya sa Tekken Tag 2, if I'm not mistaken. So basically, siya yung ano, pag nako-combo ka, there is a bit of your life na magiging transparent, and that's basically recoverable. So that's yun. So pwede na yung cheap damage. So yun, with Tekken 8, what they are going to implement with it is every time you're being comboed, there is a small portion of your health na pwede mo i-recover, and that is gonna be achieved by attacking. So basically, yun, just to push through the aggressive nature of Tekken 8, that's like one of the rewards na pwede mong exploit or pwede mong i-take advantage if you are a really aggressive player. So yeah, aggression equals to recoverable health, so pwede ka tumagal sa laban. And of course, Rage Arts is still there. There's also something like, I forgot the term, but a specific combo na pwede mo lang gawin or pwede mong gawin, and it will activate heat, and it also like really awesome mode. So, and also, isa sa mga ano nila, which is I'm also excited with, is in-incorporate nila sa Tekken 7, I forgot what the technical term is, but this is basically, you have buttons on like the corner of your screen, tapos papakita niya doon kung ano yung move. Example, left punch, right punch. Tapos once you press a button, another set of button will show up on that same area of what next button or ano yung next na button na pwede mong pindutin, which also includes like the directional buttons. So which is good, or which is a way to simplify comboing with Tekken, because specifically Tekken, because I think Tekken characters, sila yata yung may pinakamaraming movesets, or one of the games may pinakamaraming movesets. So basically, each character have like over 100 moves. So instead of you going through all the moves on training mode, there's a way for you na i-mix match mo yung ano, what combo you like, and para madali mo siyang matandaan at lalagay mo siya doon sa corner ng screen or on that specific area for you to be able to execute. And yun, hindi ka na magme-memorize ng moves basically. So that's something na ano, excited tayo with Tekken 8. And also, it seems that Tekken 8 ay hindi pa siya marirelease for this year because may isang year pa tayo of Tekken 7 World Tournament. So it seems that yun, medyo matatagalan ang development ng Tekken 8, but with the new mechanics that they are showing up, that's really good. And also, nakalibutan kong banggitin, with Tekken 7 or with Tekken 8, parang may bago with the characters in regards to their movesets. So basically ito. Nina, being an assassin, so karamihan ng mga cutscenes niya, she's using a gun. Pero pagdating sa mismong game or when you're fighting with Nina, hindi siya gumagamit ng barrel. So it was changed or somewhat changed. So in-implementan nila na some of Nina's combos will incorporate her guns. So with that, another example is si Law. Yung pinakita nila is Law. I think that's Marshall. So Marshall Law is able to use the nunchucks as combo extenders or combo enders. So with that, with the other characters, so is yung tapos, yeah, like Jack 8, yung bago nilang Jack. I don't know if he's gonna be called Jack 8, but Jack also had like a somewhat railgun weapon na pwede niyang gamitin. Of course, it's not a railgun, but it's something of a blunt object na pwede niyang gamitin in the middle of the battle. So may ibang nag-speculate that ano yun, si King, pag kumakombo si King, may lalabas bigla na steel chair or namaso, which is gonna be awesome. But yun pala yung pinapakita nila. And also, they have announced like Kazuya is gonna be in the game. No shit. Pero Kazuya is also in the game, and hindi hiwala yung devil kay Kazuya, because he is gonna be able to do like devil moves out of the devil mode, and he's gonna also be able to do devil mode sa rage art niya or some of his combos, or pag na-activate yung heat system or pag na-activate yung heat, he would become the devil. So that's something na That is really awesome. I'm really excited to see what is in store with this Tekken 8. And yeah, let's just be patient. And mukhang marami pa silang trailer na ilalabas for characters that will be on the base game. And speaking of base game, so the last set of characters is already been shown for Street Fighter 6, which is gonna be out like this June. So, and also announcement lang din, EVO 2023 will have Street Fighter 6 as one of the games na ipapalaro nila on that tournament. So Tekken 7 as Street Fighter 6, and also ang pagbabalik ng Marvel vs. Capcom 3. So after years na hindi kasama ang Marvel vs. Capcom on EVO, so yun, balik ulit ang Marvel vs. Capcom. And surprise, surprise, hindi nila ginawa yung Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite because that game is ass. So the less said about it, the better. So with that, so yun nga, in-announce nila yung huling tatlo or the last set of characters na that will be included on the base game. So they have Sangief, of course. Sangief, Lee, which is a new character in which parang related siya kay T-Hawk. So it's also another fun character na pwede mo gamitin sa game. So they show some combos and what they can do in regards to the rage drive, the rage arts, or rage drive, the drives and whatnot. So, and the last character that they show in which yun nagpa-excite, especially sa mga kalalakihan, is Cammy. So, Cammy is in the game and she's fine. So, yun. Yeah, there's Cammy. They show off her combos or what she can do with the targeted combos she can do in the game. Some of the drive arts or drive moves that she could do. And one of the supers na pwede gamitin ni Cammy is the grapple move or the grab that she did on the Street Fighter 2 animated movie, in which yun, inikot niya yung katawan niya, tapos she basically broke someone's back with that move. And yeah, it was recreated on Street Fighter 6 almost one by one. So yeah, that's a really good Easter egg, especially if you're a fan of Street Fighter 2 and the animated movie na ginawa for that. So with that, so that we are done with the hypes and the high-ups for this episode. So let's move into the meats and potatoes ng episode na to. But before that, a few messages from our friends. And we're back. So, anong pag-uusapan natin in this installment or sa muli nating pagbabalik as a podcast? Pagbabalik talaga, parang tagal ko nawala. But enough of that. So, well, since it's the month of love or the month of hearts, so let's talk something couples or relationship related. I'm kidding. We'll be talking crossovers. So crossovers basically is the thing in which two fictional characters or more is gonna be meeting up, is gonna be teaming up, or gonna fight it out. So basically, crossovers is that what we is the term used in fiction kung saan dalawang fictional characters or setting or universe is gonna be combined in a context or into context of a single story. So matagal lang ginagawa yung crossovers kahit sa panahon na nobela pa lang yung sinusulat ng mga tao as fiction. Isa sa mga pinaka-naalala ko, because there's a lot of crossovers that's already been happened both from official works and fan works. So the first official crossover na pwede kong sabihin on top of my head is from the 18th or 19th century, and it's Matt LeBlanc's Arsène Lupin versus Sherlock Holmes. So if you know your literature, Sherlock Holmes, created by Arthur Conan Doyle, is a fictional detective And Arsene Lupin by Mont de LeBlanc or Mont LeBlanc is a thief, a gentleman thief, and which is yun, Lolo ni Lupin. So basically, they have crossed paths on one of the stories, and it's really, really awesome. Also, ginagawa din yung crossovers into other things, like yung simpleng pagsasama ng dalawang banda into one gig is considered a crossover or a team up. So nagagawa siya into different forms, into different mediums, and through different arcs. Basically, if Batman and Superman meet, that's a crossover. Lumabas si Catwoman on an issue of Nightwing, that's another crossover, even though it's like a cameo, in which parang for a cameo basically is a character from a different work goes into a different work or to a different place or setting, but hindi ganun kalaki, or it's just a wink, a nudge to the fans that hey, these characters exist on one setting. So that's something about cameos and how it's different from a crossover. So why crossovers work? Bakit gumagana itong mga crossovers na to? It's a simple question. Fans or enjoyers of fiction love to do crossovers. Well, at the beginning, your Batman and Superman are like separate comics, but once they do like a crossover or they meet on a single story, of course, that's like combining your fan bases. So that's like getting twice the buck. Di ba? That's why team-up books is really popular, like your Justice League, your Avengers, your X-Men, well, yeah, your Fantastic Fours, or your Journey to the Unknown, or the Terrifics. So these crossover team-up works work kasi yun, you are like showing off your characters on a one setting, and fans of the individual character, of course, will gravitate into that group book, and parang pinagsama-sama niyo sila into one. And basically, like, mas marami kayo nakukuha if you get this team-up book than your regular comic book. So, di ba? Imagine mo na lang, ba't ako bibili ng Batman for ito yung presyo ng comics nung nabibili pa ng comics, like, circa 2016. So, bakit ako bibili ng Batman for 165 pesos in which makikita ko si Batman kasama si Superman, kasama si Flash, kasama si Wonder Woman, kasama si Green Lantern, at kung sino man yung kasama nila dun sa Justice League for the same price. So, yeah, that's something na ano talaga, that's why these crossovers work. Kasi, yun nga, interaction between fictional characters, and yun, how they will interact with each other. Kaya gustong-gusto natin yung paano pag nagkita si Peter Griffin tsaka si Homer Simpson. It's gonna be chaos. Paano kung on one setting magkasama yung Street Fighter and X-Men? They have a video game on it and it's awesome. Paano kung a Marvel superheroes meets their beat Street Fighter? That's another video game and it's awesome. What about Marvel superheroes and Capcom characters? That's like another video game. There's three of it and it's awesome. So, you know where I'm getting at it. Crossovers work because we love these characters and we want them to interact with each other. So, eto. Ano may mga favorite ko, ano? Mga favorite nating crossovers from works of fiction or from works from fictional works. Let's start with video games kasi yun isa sa pinakamadaling gawa ng crossovers pag walang masyadong meddling from their owners is novels, comic books, and video games. So let's start with those and what are my favorite with those crossovers, especially sa comics kasi comics is just parang mag-uusap lang si publisher and publisher, pero gusto mo i-team up natin yung Ninja Turtles mo sa Batman ko? Oh, we have Batman TMNT. Or, hey, gusto mo yung Ninja Turtles mo isama natin with the Power Rangers? another one, and it's awesome. We did another publisher lang din, and parang iba-ibang creators lang sila. Hey, gusto mo pagsamahin natin yung ano? Pagsamahin natin yung Thundercats, and he will fight the Masters of the Universe. So He-Man versus Lion-O, Mamra meets Skeletor. So wow, the ideas will overflow, and fanboys' minds will be blown off clean once they hear that we have these awesome crossovers sa comic. Kahit sa comics pa lang. I mean, Green Lantern meets with Star Trek. The Transformers meets. They have like a really big crossovers with Micronauts, with G.I. Joe. Kahit, yan, it's a company-wide crossover, but it's an event. Pag nagsasama-sama sila, especially yung mga characters na hindi mo aasahan na pwedeng pagsamahin, like your even the Ninja Turtles. What if the 2003 Ninja Turtles meet the 1986 Ninja Turtles? What if they meet the comic book Ninja Turtles? It's awesome. And yeah, that's why crossovers work. Kaya nga sikat na sikat ang Super Robot Wars. Well, sa Japan, and to the mecha fans. And bakit, why does it work? Because, you know, it's a mishmash of characters from different universes, from different settings, and they're just gonna interact with each other. Which in turn, yeah. And that's what fans want. Yun nga lang, a short video of works by... I forgot who the person is. Rumiko Takahashi. So, Rumiko Takahashi is a mangaka that made some awesome works or some beloved works like Yurusei Yatsura, Inuyasha, Ranma One-Half. So, they made like a short video of those three interacting with each other, and it's awesome. Well, paulit-ulit ako ng sinasabi, but you get the gist of it. Fictional characters crossing over each other will always is awesome most of the time. Wala akong maisip na example na crossover na hindi gumana, because even the weird ones somewhat cool, like Archie meets Predator. Yes, there is a crossover comic in which Archie meets the Predator from the movies, and there's also like Batman versus Predator, Batman versus Aliens, a lot. Alien versus Predator is a wonderful crossover comic. Even though that they are already in the same universe, but seeing those characters interact with each other or crossing over each other is a wonderful sight to see. And that's just for the comic books, video games, mostly fighting games. Your Marvel versus Capcom, X-Men versus Street Fighter, Marvel superheroes versus Street Fighter, Tatsunoko versus Capcom, Capcom versus SNK, SVC Chaos. Even though that the game kind of sucks, Tekken versus Street Fighter, or Street Fighter versus Tekken is an awesome game. Not really an awesome game, but an awesome idea. Hindi lang sumakto yung ano, yung execution niya, because it's the Bobo phase of, not really Bobo, but that's like the bad decisions phase ng Capcom noong early 2010s. But these crossovers, Bandai versus Namco? No. I forgot. Namco x Capcom ba yun? In which yun, Namco characters have crossover with Capcom characters. Phoenix Wright fought Galactus, for God's sake, sa Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. Sa Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I don't know what is awesome, but if hindi ka nagpa-fan out or hindi ka nagpa-fanboy or your mind is not being blown by those ideas, I don't know what to tell you. But again, crossovers are awesome, and kung gusto mo na ano, na like have a general idea on fictional characters or fictional universes are, maybe you should look for like team-up books or crossover books. Kasi kung masyado ka nang nararamihan on individual works, basahin mo na lang yung ano, basahin mo na lang yung mga team-up books kasi most likely, the team-ups are just one story and after the story, they go the separate ways and ikaw nang bahala kung ipipursue mo yung isa, ipipursue mo yung ka-crossover niya or ipipursue mo sila pareho individually. Crossovers are awesome. Crossovers is a necessary tool to market characters into a wider audience. Kaya nga, Super Sentai has been successful because they have their team-up movies. Your Sentai from last year is gonna team up with the Sentai this year. So, your Zenkaijers beating the Dawn Brothers, your, actually, hindi nangyari yun, but your Superhero Tysons, your Kamen Riders meet your Super Sentai, tapos on Super Robot Tyson Z, they meet the Metal Heroes. I'm wishing for the day na yung apat na malalaking franchises ng TV Tokusatsu, Sentai, Kamen Rider, your Metal Heroes meets with Ultraman. I think that's the ultimate TV crossover, Japanese TV crossovers, and I'm envisioning that it's gonna have ratings off the roofs. Off the roofs, over the roof, nakalimutan ko na yung term. Basta, it's gonna be epic once they did that. Kasi, yeah, your Godzilla versus Kong, your Monster versus basically like a crossover farm, your MCU, your DCEU, kahit wala na yung DCEU, ano bang tatawag sa bago? Gunverse? Basta, once you invested on the character or once you have an idea of who a character is, you want him to be interacted with another character. Yun lang yun. Kaya gumagana yung mga crossovers and most of the time, kinukonsume natin sila kasi, yun nga, it's nakakapukaw ng curiosity. Paano pag nagkita si Shinji tsaka si Koji Kabato on a single story? What if Grandizer meets Geta Robo? What if si Wolverine pala at si Akuma magkakilala? Or si Akuma, kilala niya si Heihachi? What if si Geese Howard pumunta ng Tekken? What if yung Ninja Turtles nasa Injustice? What if kalamanin ni He-Man si Injustice Superman? The ideas will flow once you create like crossovers. Or what if si Archie nakita ano, Archie meets Sonic or something like that. I know it's weird, but you're curious how they will interact. So, and it happens a lot. SpongeBob meets Jimmy Neutron or Jimmy Neutron meets the Fairly Odd Parents. Danny Phantom meets the Fairly Odd Parents. It's a lot. And just talking about things or talking about stuff that already have crossovered, aabot tayo ng 5 oras dito and that's just kahit sa video games lang, the crossovers that is already made through video games is already insane. Paano pa yung ibang crossovers like the comics, the TV shows, the cartoons, the animes? Hindi ko nabanggit yung animes, but there are a lot of crossovers already happens in anime. Dragon Ball and Yakitate Japan. Gintama has a lot of crossovers kahit na, yeah, technically, those are crossovers. Toriko, One Piece, and Dragon Ball had a special episode in which lalabas na siya in English this coming year. I don't know kung kailan, but that crossover between those three series is gonna be awesome. Or not really awesome, it's gonna happen. And it's already been, it's gonna be released in English dub. Bleach, Jump Force, kahit hindi pumatok yung Jump Force, ilan sa inyo yung bubili ng Jump Force just for the premise of your favorite shonen characters seeing each other, interacting with each other. Diba? So, crossovers is a tool a wonderful tool to for you to be exposed to many characters all at once, and a way for us to enjoy these fictional worlds, these fictional characters further, and yeah, see the nuances, see something different from them or some other aspects of them na hindi nyo usually makita on their individual stories. So, and that's it. So, thank you, mga dudes at mga dudettes, for you listening for me ramble about random things for the last 30 minutes or so. So, hindi ko nasasayangin yung mga oras nyo. Do what you want to do. And, yeah, just look for crossovers. Dahil, yun, teaming ups is also like a necessity, somewhat a necessity in life. We cannot move forward on our own, so we need to team up, we need to cross over with other people. So yeah, super thank you for you guys listening to me ramble on this random topic for the past 30 minutes or so. If you want to continue the discussion, hit nyo ako sa socials ko. Ano yung paborito nyo crossovers? Ano yung tanong nyo kung ano yung feeling ko on a particular crossover. Pwede natin pag-usapan yan onto our socials. So, if you wanna follow the podcast on Facebook, search lang facebook.com/elitistangweebpod. Yung personal Twitter and Instagram ko, pwede nyo rin akong i-reach out doon, both at elitistangkebs. And yeah, on the doobly-doo or the description of this episode, I have affiliated links for Shopee and Lazada. Malapit na yung 3-3 sale. So, if you have items on your cart, just click or enter a affiliated link of the corresponding shopping platform that you use, and just continue with the usual process for checking out, and a small portion of your checkouts is gonna be give it to us as like commission, so to keep the lights on for the podcast. So again, super thank you sa inyo sa paikinig niyo sa podcast na to for the past 19 episodes ng season 3. So see, starting March, it's gonna be our next madness. So yun, I'll tease you that our first installment for Max Madness is going to be a deep dive into Luigi Matsumoto's works, and more mecha things to come in March. So aabang mo kayo doon dahil may exciting na mga kwentuhan at usapan yun. Kaya huwag kayong mawawala, magbabalik pa tayo sa Elitistang Ribo Podcast Zet.